It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High Hopes. Streaming 420 on Hulu.
The Drive on KFH.
Some more bad company for you today. Can't get enough from bad company. Jeff Goodman joins us on the hotline from Stadium. I think you may have heard from Jeff, heard of Jeff. Hey, Jeff, how are you?
Tired. I'm tired, guys.
Thanks for coming on the show. You've had an interesting 16 hours or so. Tell us about the last 16 hours.
It's more than that. It was honestly more than that, guys. Like I started this like 6 months ago after obviously all the players transferred, but really and I did a ton of legwork over those months, right? Talking to kids, talking to parents, talking to coaches, current and former. And the other night, I talked to Shaq Morris going back maybe 6 weeks ago, and we had a conversation off the record. He told me the whole situation, what happened. We talked probably for about 15 minutes, 20 minutes that day. And he didn't want to go on the record then. And I said, all right, obviously I'm not going to push you. That's not what I do. That's not me as a journalist. I'm not the guy who's going to keep pounding. I'd probably hit him every week, once a week. Just checking in. Do you want to go on the record? And hit him the other day, and he said, "Yeah, I'm ready." And so I ended up talking to him for about an hour on the phone Wednesday night, about maybe 10. What time was it? My time. 9:30 my time. 9:30 my time till about 10:30, and then wrote the story yesterday morning. And obviously, as you know, Bob, you've done some of these types of stories in your career. It takes some time to vet it through all the proper channels within the company and everything like that. And Athletic was actually able to beat me with the story. But I felt like obviously, I had a more comprehensive story that had a lot more than just a couple stories about Marshall. And obviously the big thing I was waiting on and have been waiting for 6 months was somebody to go on the record. And Shaq Morris did it and Ty Taylor did it. And I talked to five other players that weren't putting their names out there. They were scared and fearful of kind of what's going to happen if they did. But five other players gave me accounts as well of exactly what happened with Shaq getting punched by Greg Marshall. And then, I got the other ones, the Kyle Lindstedt one that obviously was in the Athletic also, that I had multiple sources that he choked Kyle Lindstedt and had some kind of specifics around how that happened. And then the body shaming one involving a former player that I'm not putting his name out there because he's dealing with so much stuff right now. I talked to his dad and his dad said he spent 3 years basically down in his basement and really dealing with mental health issues, depression, anxiety. And he's, father was quoted in the story basically saying, not only did he ruin his career, but he's ruined his life. And luckily, I talked to his dad the other day, and he said his son's actually gotten a little bit better over the last month or so since I called because he's opened up a little bit, and he understands that he wasn't the only one going through some stuff after playing for Marshall.
Jeff Goodman, our guest. He had the story last night along with The Athletic about some of the alleged abuses of Greg Marshall, Wichita State's basketball coach. Before we go on into more details about how you came across this story, what led you to start down this road for this story, I do want to ask you about Shaquille Morris, who is quoted in your story. Were you or did you ever pay Shaquille Morris for any of the information that you got from him?
Hell no. Hell no. I've never paid for a – I'll never pay anybody for a story in my life. Somebody wants to go get paid, go to TMZ. You know that, Bob. We don't pay. Like, real news organizations, real – I came up as a writer for the Associated Press. I've worked for Fox, CBS, ESPN. But I learned at the Associated Press. I learned the right way to report. I will never pay anybody for a story, ever.
And the reason you were asked that question is because that's what some people here are alleging. So I just wanted you to have the opportunity to address it. Jason, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just curious. When did you decide to jump into this story? Was it just when everybody was transferring and you were like, "Why? What is going on?" Yeah. Did you hear something from somebody else? What made you dive into this?
No, it was simply it was going to be just a story of why is everybody leaving Wichita State. I mean, really, it was seven guys. Remember, at one point it was seven when the big guy put his name in the portal and then came back, Morris. Seven plus, I think, right? Seven plus the walk-on, the preferred walk-on. So it was really eight at one point. And it's just a large number. Guys, I've been keeping the transfer list for like 15 years. So I keep it every year. I know this is a number you don't see out of high-major schools. And you certainly don't see it when double-figure scores and freshmen with promise are leaving and part of that exodus. So honestly, it just started as, hey, you know what? Let me see what's going on here. You know, pandemic had hit. I was home. I wasn't on the road running around doing a bunch of stuff. I had some time. All right, let me see what's going on here with this thing. Called a bunch of people, did my due diligence, and I'll say this. It was never easier. I've never done a story when it's been easier to get information out of people as I was with this story. Everybody was completely willing, again, off the record, they didn't want their name out there, but so willing to tell stories about Greg Marshall and his treatment of players and how he made it personal to players. And every time I talked to one player, they'd give me stories and they'd say, hey, you should call this guy. Kept snowballing, and I'm getting organized here. I got 36 players, coaches at the end, and I'm saying to myself, like, I'm still not writing this until I get somebody in the record. I'm just not. That's not how, you know, I could have. The Athletic did it last night without anybody going on the record. I didn't feel comfortable. So I waited, I waited, I waited. I could have put it out there 4 months ago and gotten clicks and gotten attention and all that crap. But I wanted to do the right thing and do this story and make sure it was airtight. And I feel like I got that with, to me, the person, the most damning allegation was clearly, right, we would agree, Greg Marshall punching a player, hitting a player. That, to me, is cause for dismissal if that happens. I have the player. Another player on the record confirming it, and five other players saying they were there and witnessing it anonymously. You know, they're not putting their name on it. That's seven overall of the people that were there, that confirming it to me, all telling me these stories, the same story. So I felt comfortable after talking to Shaq.
Jeff Goodman is our guest from Stadium. He had the story last night about Greg Marshall. Extensive work. You say you talked to 36 players. Of those, most of them confirmed some of these allegations. How many players did you talk to, Jeff, that said, you know, Greg Marshall was great for me? I know today on Twitter there's four or five of his former players that are stepping up in support of Greg Marshall. How much of that did you get?
two of the 36 were complimentary about Greg Marshall and said, hey, they never saw anything like that and were surprised. You know, he said he was tough, but 34 of them had nothing good to say about Greg Marshall, the person. Again, overwhelming, and we know this. Listen, there's no reason to even touch on the fact Greg Marshall's a hell of a basketball coach. I'll say that to anybody. A hell of a coach, X's and O's. Really good. Really, really good. But the bottom line on this is when you make it personal, and that's the word I kept hearing from so many different people, players, coaches, parents, you name it. Like, guys, players at UConn hated Jim Calhoun when they played for him. Hated him. Hated him. But when they left, you talk to any player now, they'll say, like, they love Jim Calhoun now. Every single one of them. So I understand current players at Wichita saying they hate Greg Marshall. But when you're talking to the former guys, the guys that have been gone 3, 4, 5, 6 years, all of them telling me, hey, listen, yeah, I hated playing for him. I mean, even guys that – listen, I talked to one of the three players who either was in the NBA, and, again, that player couldn't stand Greg Marshall.
And that would be the three players you're talking about, Fred VanVleet, Ron Baker, and Landry Shamet.
I'm curious, you know, Jay Golden resigned here within the last month. Did you ever talk to him, or do you think one of the reasons why he possibly resigned was because he knew something was going on or this story was going to come out?
So I tried to reach him. He did not get back to me. I've tried several times, actually, to reach him in the last week. I don't want to speculate on that, obviously. We know the timing, right? We know some of the stuff that happened back in the summer with canceling the speech or whatever it was by Ivanka Trump. So I don't know. I mean, obviously, yes, Jay Golden had a part in starting this investigation along with Darren Boatwright. Did it help him? Probably not now that he's gone, but I don't know how much he played a part. I don't know. Who knows the answer to that yet?
Talking with Jeff Goodman. What do you know, Jeff, if anything, about the law firm that's doing the investigation now at Wichita State? I heard your podcast earlier today with Rob Doster, in which you indicated that you think that investigation is pretty far down the tracks. Do you have any expectation there?
First of all, Bob, you've listened to me way too much today, all right? So I apologize
have.
For that. Right out of the gate, nobody, including my wife, should have to listen to me that much. But yeah, I think from everything the sources that I've talked to have said, hey, the investigation is close to being done. But now I think with Shaq Morris going on the record and Ty Taylor going on the record, does that change things? A lot of the players, when I had talked to them over the last month or so, when they had been contacted by this law firm that was contracted by Wichita State to do the investigation, they said, like, we just don't know. We don't have a good feeling about this, so we don't trust talking to them. We don't know if they're pro-Marshall. You know, they're hired by Wichita State. So a lot of these guys, Shaq Morris included, did not talk to him. So I don't know how much information they got. And now when you have Shaq Morris going out publicly and talking about this, does that change things? Well, it should. I mean, again, it should. Now that he's come out, you should be able to get him to talk if you circle back. I would think the investigation, to me, if it's closed, would be reopened.
And before we let you go, Jeff, and I really appreciate you coming on the show today. I know a lot of people here. Wichita is kind of centered around State basketball in some ways. If you're the Wichita State men's basketball coach, you're a highly thought of figure in this community, and that's been the case for many years. So what do you expect to happen here? And, of course, Greg Marshall has had unparalleled success as Wichita State's basketball coach. What do you see happening?
I'll answer that, and then I want to answer if you have 30 seconds after. I know
we
a lot
have,
of people
we have
think
time.
I have it out for Greg Marshall. So I want to clear that story up, too, if I can. But first one, what will happen with Greg Marshall? Most coaches have texted me today and said, like, God. And my response has been, who knows? I don't know. I mean, listen, the money usually speaks. And the money people there, there's a lot of, right? I mean, there's a lot of big money people there. You know, obviously Charles Koch and Tom Devlin and Bob Geist. Like, there's some money people there. And I still think it's not a foregone conclusion that Greg Marshall is fired because of this. But to me, when you have a player on the record saying he punched him and another player confirming it on the record, and you've got five other players, man, unto itself, just that. Take away the choking of the coach, Kyle Instead, taking away telling a player of Native American descent to go back on his horse and making Indian noises at him. Take away the body shaming. Take away some of the other. I mean, I left out a bunch of stuff. Heard on the podcast, a bunch of stuff that was just vile. Like some of the comments he made, like, you know, having 3 7-footers and calling 3 7-footers and saying, I got 21 feet of grade A, or it starts with a P. I'm not going to say the word, but things of that nature, right? Telling a former player whose girlfriend was a stripper to go get your stripper girlfriend off her pole and come over and get you. Stuff like that. That didn't make the story. That wasn't, honestly, it didn't register high enough to make the story. So what will happen with him? I don't know. Your guess is as good as mine. But, man, I'll tell you what, after hearing all these players talking about him, in my opinion, he shouldn't be anywhere near coaching kids.
And then you wanted to address, and we're talking with Jeff Goodman, the feeling that many here in Wichita have is that Jeff Goodman has an axe to grind with Greg Marshall. Can you address that?
Yeah, sure. I mean, like, I think it goes back to the year when the Shockers were a number one seed. And I kind of said publicly at that point, I can't remember if I was at ESPN. I don't know. I've been so many places, I don't remember anymore. I said, I don't think their non-conference schedule warranted them being a number one seed. I thought it was, you know, they just didn't be a number one seed. So I was on ESPN. I think I just gotten there and kept saying it. And then also, I guess that was part of it. And then the other one was, I was on Dan Patrick's radio show when they were in the Final Four. And Dan Patrick asked me straight out, he said, why hasn't Greg Marshall gotten a bigger job? Why hasn't he gotten a big time job? And I said, you want to know the truth? He said, yeah. I said, well, it's because honestly, there's a lot of people that don't like Greg Marshall in the business. I know a lot of people in the business. I talk to coaches all the time. I talk to ADs all the time. I know who's well-liked, who's not well-liked. So I said that. Greg was coming up right after me. I didn't know that, and I didn't care. But he introed Greg with my quote saying that he's not very well-liked. That's why he wasn't getting a high major job. He came back, I think, with a quip of, well, I could say the same thing about Jeff Goodman. When I heard that later on, who cares? I know I'm not well-liked by everybody. I shouldn't be well-liked. If I'm good at my job, like, to me, well-liked and you're a reporter, everybody, good job. So anyway, I didn't care. But anyway, so we didn't get along for a while. But I bet 4 years ago, 4 years ago at least, Matt Norlander, actually, from CBS, helped kind of broker a peace deal between us. And we've been good since. And honestly, we've been good. We've probably texted in the last year 10 times. I've asked him for info. He's gotten back to me. There's nothing there. Again, hell of a coach. I think he's done a great job giving guys second chances, the Steve Forbeses, the Chris Jans, the Donnie Joneses of the world, all really good coaches, guys that probably deserve second chances. But again, yeah, I have a problem with people that treat kids this way. I have a problem with Billy Gillespie, the former Kentucky and Texas Tech coach, who treated kids like garbage and treated coaches like garbage. I have a problem with Bobby Gonzalez, the former Seton Hall head coach, who treated kids like garbage. I have a problem with the way Greg Marshall is treating kids. And I've heard all the stories. And again, it's the Shaq Morris. It's the body shaming. I mean, if you heard this kid's father and how he talked about how his kid has been affected by Greg Marshall and his treatment, it's disgusting. It's I have a 17-year-old daughter. I can't imagine what it would be like if she didn't come up from the basement for 3 years and didn't go out with her friends and didn't have any friends. It was hard to take some of these stories. So, yes, I think the guy, at the very least, will get help and learn how to coach. And why, maybe he needs to go spend a year around Tony Bennett, the head coach at Virginia, who's about as classy, and I've been to many of his practices, and treats kids the right way and doesn't have to, you know, lay into them and I don't know. Again, you probably got me a little more hyped up than I should have been on this, but I am passionate about the fact that some of these guys that are coaching need to change. And I think Greg Marshall is one of those people.
Jeff, we appreciate your time coming on a Wichita radio show to talk about this situation. Thanks so much for doing it, and hopefully we can visit under different circumstances soon, okay?
Absolutely. Thanks, guys. I appreciate you having me. This story sucks. It sucks for me. It sucks for the kids. It sucks for Wichita. I hope everything gets resolved. And, again, I hope Greg Marshall learns and changes and treats players better.
Thanks, Jeff.
Take care, guys.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll return and pick up the pieces of that one. We've got Joanna Chadwick joining us at around 5:25 to talk about high school football, and our educator of the day, Brian Bates. That's What's on Tap. Brought to you by Hatman Jacks at 601 West Douglas. And thanks again to Jeff Goodman for coming on the show here in Wichita, Kansas, and addressing a situation that's nobody wants to address.
No, that's exactly it. And it was good to talk to him. And we look forward to finding out some more information about everything that's been going on.
And we'd love to get Coach Marshall on.
It'd be fantastic to hear his side.
You know, we're not necessarily taking sides here. Although I agree with Jeff that if you punch players, you probably need to figure out where you're at in life. Back in a minute, The Drive on KFH.
Executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High Hopes. Streaming 4/20 on Hulu.